Surface high pressure off of the New England coast will continue to shift eastward, allowing clouds to move in and thicken in advance of a storm that'll bring rain to the region this evening and overnight. Gusty southerly winds will develop this afternoon, and even with the limited sunshine and thickening clouds, high temperatures should reach into the 50s for us. Showers will move in from southwest to northeast as the storm moves toward the Great Lakes later this afternoon and into the early evening. Showers will become a steadier rain this evening and overnight, with some areas picking up on some moderate to heavy bursts. Model guidance is suggesting a mid-level dry slot will work its way into the region early on Tuesday, and the initial batch of steady rain will shift to the east. Our precipitation will become more scattered, with some breaks in the overcast possible as well in advance of the cold front, which will move through later on Tuesday evening. Those breaks in the clouds coupled with southerly winds could help to spike temperatures towards 60 degrees given enough of that sunshine. With cold frontal passage late Tuesday evening, there will be the chance for another round of showers and even some snow showers possible in the higher terrain. A ridge of high pressure then builds in for the midweek period, with clearing skies and initially cooler temperatures on Wednesday before a nice rebound in the high temperatures for Thursday as we approach 60 degrees again. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for the rest of today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there is a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for the eastern Gulf Coast northeastward into the mid-Atlantic states. There's also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over parts of the Ohio Valley. For the southern slight watch area from the eastern Gulf Coast northeastward to the mid-Atlantic states today and tonight, amplification of the large-scale trough over the central U.S. will be accompanied by further strengthening of moderately strong deep southwesterly flow already in place from the central and eastern Gulf Coast northeastward to the southern and central Appalachians to the mid-Atlantic states. Setup appears favorable for continued redevelopment and northeastward expansion of the existing prefrontal convection now over the eastern Gulf Coast region and Georgia. In the mid and upper Ohio Valley this afternoon and evening, satellite data suggests that some surface heating should occur over Kentucky and Tennessee as the upper-level cloud shield associated with the storms over the southeastern U.S. continues northeastward. With surface low expected to deepen as the vort continues northeastward, trailing cold front should become better defined with time and serve as a focus point for low-level uplift coupled with the likely thermodynamic and wind environment. That setup could support a band of storms posing a risk for damaging winds, marginally severe hail, and possibly a couple tornadoes through early evening. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high on Sunday of 91 at Thermal, California, to a low Monday morning of 4 degrees above zero at Lake Yellowstone in Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, a chance of light rain after 4 p.m., widespread haze today, cloudy, highs in the mid-50s and southeast winds from 15 to 20 miles an hour. In Boston, partly sunny with a high in the mid and upper 50s, a southeast wind from 9 to 15 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, rain mainly after 5 p.m. Highs near 50 degrees with a southeast wind around 10 miles an hour. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. For the rest of today, partly sunny with a chance of rain this afternoon, highs in the middle 50s, south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, rain, temperatures down into the lower 40s, and southeast winds increase from 10 to 15 miles an hour. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, for the rest of today, becoming mostly cloudy, a chance of rain this afternoon, highs in the mid-50s, south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Rain tonight, temperatures down into the middle 40s, east winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, with gusts to 25 possible. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown. For the rest of today, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain this afternoon, highs in the middle 50s, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, rain, temperatures in the lower 40s, southeast winds 10 to 15, with gusts to 30 possible. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington. For the rest of today, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain this afternoon, highs in the middle 50s, south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Rain tonight, temperatures in the middle 40s, and southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts to 30 possible. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. For the rest of today, it'll be mostly cloudy with a chance of rain this afternoon, highs in the middle 50s, south winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Rain tonight, temperatures in the lower 40s, south winds 15 to 20 with gusts to 35 possible. Your extended forecast region-wide for Tuesday, scattered showers, temperatures in the low and mid-50s. Wednesday, mostly sunny but cooler, temperatures in the mid and upper 40s. Thursday, mostly sunny and milder, highs in the mid-50s to near 60 degrees. Showers pass through on Friday with highs in the low to mid-50s. Saturday will be mostly sunny, highs in the mid and upper 50s. And Sunday, sunny, highs in the mid-50s to near 60 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Catarina.